Explosive new documentary, Obama's campaign manager predicted how many votes Biden needed in Wisconsin, Zuckerberg's money helped get there. By Citizens United, sponsored, on April 7, 2022. The following article is sponsored by Citizens United. The upcoming documentary rigged by Citizens United Productions finally explains the impact of big tech billionaire Mark Zuckerberg's $400 million gift to a pair of nonprofit organizations that used his bounty to tip the 2020 election in Joe Biden's favor by spending it disproportionately to get out the vote in key swing state Democratic areas under the guise of pandemic election safety. As Rigged explains, this effort was funded with money from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, CZI, a philanthropic organization founded by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan, and which lists Barack Obama's former campaign manager David Plouffe as a key strategist. Plouffe, who authored the book A Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump, knew exactly how many votes Joe Biden would need to win the swing state of Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, Trump won it with about 1,405,000. You know my sense in talking to people who really understand that state of the data, he's probably going to get 1.6 million votes, Rigged shows Plouffe saying in May of 2020. So, Joe Biden's going to have to get 1.625 million, 1.650 million. What matters here is votes, not polls, and Donald Trump is going to get his vote out. Come election day, Joe Biden earned 1.63 million votes versus President Trump's 1.6 million, meaning Plouffe's predictions were dead accurate. As Rigged explores, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, CZI, donated $69.5 million to the Center for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR, and another whopping $328 million to the Center for Tech and Civic Life, CTCL, an organization headed by Obama Foundation fellow Tiana Epps Johnson, who prior to forming CTCL in 2015, worked for an organization described by the Washington Post as the Democratic Party's Hogwarts for digital wizardry. In 2019, CTCL received a mere $2.8 million in contributions before the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative's $328 million cash infusion in the lead-up to the 2020 election. These funds were labeled as a grant for the safe administrations of public elections during the COVID-19 pandemic. The documentary claims CTCL's grants, made possible by this donation, were distributed disproportionately to encourage mail-in voting in key swing state Democrat-run areas as well as to fund the proliferation of ballot drop boxes and a host of other things designed to boost Joe Biden's vote totals in key swing states. In Wisconsin, IRS tax filings show that the CTCL gave $860,000 to the city of Kenosha, $1.2 million to both Green Bay and Madison, $1.7 million to Racine, and $3.4 million to Milwaukee. According to Rigged, overall voter turnout for Joe Biden increased significantly in Zuckerberg-funded areas. They're sending the money to big urban centers. They're dramatically increasing the ballot boxes that are there. And they're conditioning the money on those polling locations, those government entities, throwing open the floodgates to potential voter fraud, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, says in Rigged. This was the greatest billionaire assault on election integrity we've ever seen. The Zuckerbucks folks were paying governments with grants with conditions that they go to get out the vote activities in the Democrat areas. In the Republican areas, they just gave them the money. And they said, hey, we're helping them conduct the election. Ken Cuccinelli, the national chairman for the Election Transparency Initiative, explains in Rigged. Hosted by Citizens United President David Bossie and featuring interviews from prominent conservative leaders, including Ted Cruz, Newt Gingrich, and President Trump himself, the documentary Rigged offers a warning cry for what's surely to come if Republicans do not find a way to stop left-wing billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg using their spending power to influence elections for years to come. He should totally be held accountable, and he should never be allowed to do it again, Trump tells Bossie in the documentary. It was a rigged election. People have to find out what happened, and they have to hold people accountable. You can learn more about this groundbreaking documentary and watch Rigged in its entirety here.